In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. Saint Benedict, pray for us. Saint Benedict, wise and holy Father, pray for us. Saint Benedict, fervent in the love of God, pray for us. Saint Benedict, model of hospitality and care, pray for us. Saint Benedict, example of holy simplicity, pray for us. Saint Benedict, defender against the snares of the enemy, pray for us. Saint Benedict, protector of those who call upon you, pray for us. Saint Benedict, intercessor for us at the throne of God, pray for us. Saint Benedict, guide to the way of peace and salvation, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Pray for us, Saint Benedict, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O God, who made the abbot Saint Benedict a mighty protector of those who trust in you, grant, we pray, that as we dedicate our home to your service and protection, we may be free from every danger and filled with your peace. May Saint Benedict intercede for us and watch over this house, guiding us to live in your love and grace. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from the second book of Samuel. And now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are true, and you have promised this good thing to your servant. Now therefore, may it please you to bless the house of your servant, so that it may continue forever before you. For you, O Lord God, have spoken, and with your blessing shall the house of your servant be blessed forever. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. O Lord, you have always been our home. Before you created the hills or brought the world into being, you were eternally God and will be God forever. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. 1,000 years to you are like one day. They are like yesterday already gone, like a short hour in the night. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Teach us how short our life is, so that we may become wise. Fill us each morning with your constant love, so that we may sing and be glad all our life. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Let us, your servants, see your mighty deeds. Let our descendants see your glorious might. Lord our God, may your blessings be with us. Give us success in all we do. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Let your love be sincere. Loathe what is evil, and hold fast to what is good. Love one another with genuine affection. Esteem others more highly than yourself. Do not be lacking in zeal, but serve the Lord with spiritual fervor. Be joyful in hope. Be patient in times of affliction. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints, and practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless them, and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not consider yourselves to be better than others, but associate with the lowly, and never be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Rather, be concerned about doing what is good in the eyes of all. as much as possible, and to the extent of your ability, live in peace with everyone. Dearly beloved, never seek revenge. Leave that to the time of retribution. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay." On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. By doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. O divine Creator, almighty and everlasting God, eternal Father, glorious in majesty, you who are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, we call upon you, O Lord of hosts, Ancient of Days, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Most High God, Infinite Wisdom, loving Abba, Father of Mercies, O Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, Prince of Peace, Lamb of God, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, Living Word, True Vine, and Bread of Life, send forth your Holy Spirit, Breath of the Almighty, Spirit of Truth, Paraclete, Comforter, and Sanctifier, fill this home with your divine presence. Bless and protect all who dwell here, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, our Mother, Queen of Heaven and Earth, and the intercession of Saint Joseph, her spouse, Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint John the Baptist, the Holy Apostles Peter and Paul, Saint Benedict, and all the saints. By the power of your holy name, Emmanuel, Savior, Redeemer, Jesus the Christ, Anointed One, let your Sacred Heart reign in this place. O Holy Trinity, blessed three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, dwell within these walls. Guard us with your angelic host from all harm and evil. Shield us, O Divine Protector, from sickness and despair. Preserve us from darkness and sin. Deliver us. In your light may we always abide. May your grace and peace descend upon this home like the dewfall, bringing refreshment and renewal. May your love and mercy be a fortress around us, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, bless this entrance and living area. May all who enter here feel the peace and hospitality that Saint Benedict taught. Protect this home from all harm and fill it with your love and peace. Amen. Lord, bless this kitchen and dining area. May it always be a place of nourishment and fellowship. As we share meals together, let us remember those in need and give thanks for your blessings. Amen. Lord, bless these bedrooms. May they be places of rest and renewal. Grant us peaceful sleep and protect us through the night. Amen. Lord, bless these bathrooms. May they be places of cleanliness and refreshment. Keep us mindful of the gift of water and the necessity of cleanliness in our lives. Amen. Lord, bless these areas of work, study, rest, and leisure. May we use our talents and efforts for your glory and the service of others. Amen.
Gloria in excelsis. excelsis Deo, et in terra...
Saint Benedict, we ask you to protect this home from all harm. Guard us against the deceit and malice of the devil. May your holy intercession always bring us closer to Christ. Let this medal be a reminder of your protection and guidance. May all who enter and leave this home experience the peace and love of Christ. Amen.
Domine Deus rex celestis.